Protecting Your Retirement is a show that helps you to learn how to use safe methods to accumulate, protect, and finally, to enjoy the money you will need in your retirement years. The years our esteemed host likes to refer to as the second half of your life. That part of your life when your paycheck has stopped, but your dreams and your needs continue.
Good morning, Tom, our esteemed producer and music director. And as Tom has said, our show is about protecting your retirement, how to live comfortably after the payroll stops. A show that was on right before us, Capitalist Pigs, they were talking about the mistaken impression that the auto workers make more than we do, you know, in the $70 plus an hour range. And, you know, when that stops, they have pensions. And a lot of us do not have traditional pensions anymore. And so that really points out the importance for the work that we do. We try to show people how to accumulate, grow, and protect the money that you will need in what I call the second half of your life. And with people living much longer, the retirement years could very well be the second half of your life, or at least the second half of your adult life. A reminder, myself and everyone associated with Protecting Your Retirement, with Wales Financial Services, we sincerely believe that financial decisions are very unique and they're personal, and they deserve the highest level of professional attention. Therefore, we've done a few things that, well, we don't do several things, I guess. We only work with our clients or our prospective clients in private appointments. I have what I call the Don's No List. We do not conduct seminars. We don't offer any financial advice by telephone, mail order, or over the Internet. We're a local company. Our offices are over in Prairie Village. And, you know, we meet with people face-to-face in private, no rush. You know, we book our appointments about 2 hours apart. It doesn't always take 2 hours, but, you know, we never want to be caught looking at the clock or, trying to rush a person through something. I really like to ask a lot of questions and formulate a goal and then see if we have any financial choices to help you meet that goal. This week, for the first time ever, Treasury bills, namely the 3 and 4 month short-term Treasury bills, that the it's an opportunity where you can loan money to the U.S. government short-term, and they're very safe. They went to paying zero interest. Now, one of the main financial choices that we push is, or recommend, actually we do push them, we're the annuity pushers, and one of the significant financial choices that we have in the safe realm is a fixed indexed annuity by Allianz Life Insurance, and that right now guarantees not zero, but a 12% per year growth rate for every year that you don't take money back out of the contract. And we're going to go into that in detail. And when I go into the details about that product, we call it the Allianz Master Dex X product. Maybe in this segment, I'm going to talk about the details about how you can earn a safe 12% a year. That's going to sound to you too good to be true, okay? You know, we fight this all the time. But what I want you to do is listen to the entire show, because after we point out all of the positive aspects, as well as ways where you would not earn that much, I'm going to describe quite a bit of detail, information about the company in back of it and how they price that particular financial choice, how they can deliver 12% a year to someone who's disciplined enough to leave their money alone. So how they do it and how you control what happens will come after we describe the product. we will show how the overall average person, if we take 100,000 people in this product, how they would fare, and then we'll show how a person with self-discipline and perseverance can do much better. So those are kind of some key points. I had a real pleasure. The reason that our show was taped last weekend was I got to go to the corporate headquarters of Allianz Life up in Minneapolis. Not a real warm place to visit right now, but they were nice to us. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that visit, and not so much a visit, but what I learned. So what I want to do first is we're going to discuss some of the attributes of this safe financial choice. And again, this would be a choice you would want to make with money that you either have accumulated some, you want to grow it rapidly, and you want to make sure this money really is going to be available during that part of your life when you'll need it and you don't have paycheck anymore. So I'm going to give you just a few basics about the product, and then we'll take a break, and then come back, get into a little more detail. Okay, name of the annuity I'm talking about today is Allianz MasterDex X. It's a fixed indexed annuity offered by Allianz Life Insurance Company. We'll discuss the company more in a few moments. It is an annuity. That's a contract between you and a life insurance company. It is fixed, which means that's a fixed obligation, a fixed liability of the company back to you. It is indexed, and after the break, I'm going to describe a little bit about what indexed would mean. And I think now might be a good time to go ahead and take a break. Again, I'm Don Wales with Protecting Your Retirement here on KCMO, Talk Radio 710. We'll be back shortly with more information about this exciting. If an annuity can be exciting, this is the one. And show you how you can not only protect but grow the income that you'll need in retirement. So we'll be back very shortly. I mentioned it was an annuity. It was fixed. That's a fixed obligation of the insurance company, in this case Allianz, back to you, the contractor policyholder. An indexed annuity simply means that the actual rate of growth that you will experience every year is tied to or linked to a market index, let's say the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ. However, it is only linked to that index when the index has an increase. So if the market index goes down, you do not lose any money. You don't give up any of the money that you've already earned. However, if the index rises at a rate stronger than the guaranteed minimum rate that you are guaranteed every year in your annuity product, then you could win by having a higher yield. But again, you never go backwards, never give up anything that you've already obtained, unless you would do that voluntarily by doing something that would trigger a surrender charge. The indexes we choose from are S&P 500, NASDAQ, and FTSE, and sometimes a blend of indexes. You choose what index you wish to follow. You also choose the methodology for tracking that index, and these are choices that you can make every year. If you go along for a year and at the end of the year you get an annual report and you said, well, you know, you chose a month-to-month crediting on the S&P, but really if you had part of it tracking NASDAQ, maybe you would have done a little better, and you can switch if you please. I own one of these annuities myself. I have 75% of my value following the S&P 500, the other 25% following NASDAQ. For the first year, which was 2006, I would have done just a little bit better had I had it all tracking S&P 500. The second year, I did as well as I could with the mix being 75-25. I have not changed it in the third year. Now, there's a bonus, and this is a factor of marketing between companies offering annuities. The Allianz and many other companies offer 10% upfront bonus. It's a 10% increase in the money that you deposit within the first 3 years. So if you bring in $100,000, then they are going to post an additional $10,000 to your account on day one. And you know what? I'm going to take a little aside here. Grab a pencil and some paper or a section of wallpaper that no one will mind if you write on it. We're going to show you exactly how this works because it's fairly simple. The really thing that makes this annuity very popular is number one annuity being issued right now. There's a 12% minimum simple interest growth every year that you don't take any money out of the plan. Repeat that, 12% simple interest growth for every year you don't take money back out of this annuity. And how does that work? You put in a sum of money, and we use an illustration all the time of $100,000. The minimum deposit is actually only $10,000. Our average client comes in with roughly $140,000, but we like both above and below average clients. We don't have a minimum. So anyway, you would put in this $100,000, let's say, into your annuity. You'd get a 10% bump up right away, upfront bonus if you would. A lot nicer than going to a bank, opening a CD, and getting a toaster or a toaster oven. How does that work? You have your 10% upfront bonus. So let's say your $100,000 becomes $110,000. And then at the end of the first year, provided you have not gone in, raided the cookie jar, taken any money out, you're going to get 12% of your initial deposit. That's $12,000. It is not compounded. So the end of year one, you can have $12,000 added to your value, and you're now at $122,000, and you've been in the annuity for 1 year. Start out with $100,000 of your own money. The end of the second year, you're going to pick up another $12,000. You're at $134,000 at the end of 2 years. Again, not compounding. You notice and let's say the end of the third year, we pick up another $12,000. We're at $146,000 end of the third year. You can take this out until age 90 if you want. Never take any money out. Pick up your same amount of guaranteed minimal growth every year. Now, what happens if the market in a particular year performs better than 12%? That's when you receive more than 12%. With one of the crediting methods we use, one of the choices that you make, you could conceivably in a single year earn up to a 28.8% growth on the money for that particular year. So you're going to get the better of the 12% minimum, non-compounded, or what the market index that you have chosen to follow performs. Again, that's only for the years when you don't take money out.
If I was 60 and put $100,000 in and didn't touch it till I was 90,
mm-hmm.
that's 30 times 12,000. The minimum is 30 times 12,000, which is
$360,000 in growth for a $100,000 deposit.
I'd have almost $500,000 at that point.
That's correct. You've done the math correctly.
Wow.
And that's simple. It's not predictable. It's guaranteed. That's the minimum. And that presumes you don't take any money out. Now, that doesn't mean that you cannot take money out. You can every year withdraw without surrender charge up to 10% of your value. Now, in a year that you would do that, you would not get the 12% minimum guarantee. What you would fall back to is whatever your market index that you have chosen performs. That could be anything from zero to a higher percentage. So you can take out 10% any year without a surrender charge. you can, if you're over age 70 and a half, take out your required minimum distributions. Again, no surrender charge. And at any time, you may convert the balance of your account to an income stream without a surrender charge. Now, I was talking about all the positive attributes of the Allianz MasterDex X annuity, the 10% upfront bonus, 12% minimum rate of return for every year that you do not take any money back out of it. It can be converted to an income in the future. Actually, after 10 years, you can walk away with your full accumulated value if you wish, and we'll just say thank you and no hurt. There are, as in every annuity, surrender charges if you go into the cookie jar a little too soon or a little too deep. The MasterDex, first 3 years, if you just totally blew it away and took all your money back out or took more than 10% a year out in these small withdrawals, you would have a surrender charge, and it starts at 10% of the excess amount that you would withdraw. And then it goes down over a 10-year period to where after 10 years there is no surrender charge. And as far as fees, there's a rider to this annuity that gives you the right to that 12% minimum growth every year. There's another rider which gives your beneficiaries some important choices. Together, those two have a fee of 0.7% per year. It's among the very lowest fee structure in the fixed annuity realm. And by the way, this is the only two annuities that we have that we recommend at our office that even have any fees. You do not pay any fees to me. I let the company pay me out of their own money. It's not out of your money. So that's kind of an overview of the features. I'd like to talk about the company that offers this program, and I really have some first-hand experience. Not only do I own one of their annuities, and but I just got to spend 2 days in the Minneapolis, Minnesota corporate headquarters. Allianz Life is part of Allianz SE. They are the 14th largest corporation worldwide. They're over 100 years old. Last Thursday and Friday, I was in the headquarters. You know, we talk about first impressions. You know that if you're going to the national headquarters of a really big insurance company, you're going to pull up and you're going to see a nice building. I knew that. I'd seen pictures of it, but I'd never been there. The building was very nice. Actually, it's two buildings, a big parking deck and a link, kind of like our Crown Center area link between the two buildings. But we walked in. There's a multi-story atrium, all the glass, windows around it. Just a beautiful, beautiful atrium and lobby. However, all around that lobby, there were boxes, cardboard boxes stacked up 5-6 high, all the way around this beautiful lobby, all the way up and down the hallways. Now, this isn't like at our office where we stash the file boxes, of old stuff, and I see they do some of that here at the station. But anyway, these boxes were all marked with a magic marker, clothing. Well, Allianz at that site has 1,600 employees. They had 1,600 boxes of clothing those employees had donated as part of their Christmas season charity. They had bicycles all over the place, up and down the hallways, and toys. And you know what happened on Friday at lunchtime? 1,600 employees, they left 100 of them on the telephones to do essential stuff. The other 1,500 lined up from the far expanses of these two buildings, passed the boxes hand to hand. It reminded me when I was in the fire department, we did bucket brigades. But they passed these boxes hand to hand and loaded them into some semi-trucks. And this is an annual event. So, you come in and you see this beautiful building. You think, well, it's full of a lot of real analytical, mathematical actuaries, underwriters, clerks, insurance people. And they really do have a heart. and kind of warmed up the Minneapolis environment for a few minutes. In our meeting, we got to meet one-on-one with CEO Gary Bhojwari. Those of you who have Allianz policies have gotten some letters from Gary recently about the strength of the company. We were able to ask whatever we wanted to ask. A lot of attention was given to the very conservative investment philosophy. Allianz is part of Allianz SE. They're in Munich, Germany. The Germans run this company, not the government, but it's a private company. And, we spoke to people that are actually in from Munich. One thing they told us, we're really having this big mortgage crisis in the U.S. with the subprime mortgages. People put zero down and buy a house they can't afford. He said that's really not so bad in Germany. There they put down 25 to 30%. They keep the home through the generations. In other words, Papa buys the home and lives in it, and, the family joins them, and then the third generation. They build a small home if they're building one, and then they add on to it as needed. And every three or four kids, you add another bedroom. And we had that kind of a summation to draw the distinction between how we act with money in the U.S. and how to do things over in Germany. Again, this is Don Wales with Talk Radio 710 KCMO, and we're talking about protecting your retirement, talking about my visit to the Allianz headquarters in Minneapolis. Now, one of the guys we met is a chief investment guy. He's only lived in the U.S. for about 3 months. Name is Axel Zehren. That's Zehren. Axel used the example to show how conservative this company is in their investments. He used an apple tree as the example. And he said, imagine an apple tree. There's apples at the bottom and up the very top, and every apple represents some type of an investment. And he said, we pick most of the apples, except we don't choose to pick those investments, those apples at the very top of the tree. The further you go up the tree, the thinner the limbs and the branches, the more likely you are to fall. And if you fall from the top of the tree, it's a lot harder than if you fall from near the bottom or the middle of that tree. So he said, we leave the 5 or 6% of the risky apples up there on top of the tree, and we let our competitors pick those assets to invest in. Now, in doing that, Allianz has a yield of about 1/10 to 2/10 lower, but safer than our competitors. Allianz doesn't do mortgages. They don't do mortgage-backed securities. They do carry more treasury, long-term treasuries, than the competitors. That's because of less risk. Remember, very, very conservative German philosophy company on their investments. Why they're over 100 years old and strong. And they did not have hardly any exposure to the Lehman problem. So we meet Axel Zehren. He is in charge of investing for the company, has about 40 people working for him in different cities around the world. We also met and talked with, and this will all come together in a moment, the chief actuary. This is the guy who designs the annuities that we recommend and sell right here in Prairie Village. His name is Neil McKay, vice president, chief actuary, has a 100-man team. They design the product. They make sure they design the product in a way that the company can keep the promises built into that product. We learned how he prices the different features of each annuity, knows what the yield has to be in order to keep the promises. We met a hedge guy, Mike Shiva, vice president of hedging, and he uses what we call dynamic hedging. He makes the investment match the promise that is in that annuity. He has an in-house department to do the hedging that they have to do. And you know what? It really surprised me. His goal is not to maximize the yield, but to match the investments that the company makes to the promises that we sell. And to do that, a few years ago, Allianz purchased PIMCO, a very large investment management company. Because Allianz owns PIMCO, they don't have to go to the Wall Street investment banks in order to obtain the investments that they need to keep the promises. Very strong company again. They just wrote a check for $2.5 billion, and for that they acquired 23% of the Hartford, well-known U.S. insurance company. So we're going to break again. We're going to come back. I'm going to give an anatomy lesson. It's the anatomy of a fixed index annuity, and show you exactly how they can keep the promise of a minimum growth to you and me of 12% a year. One of the most interesting parts of my visit to Allianz Life was an anatomy of the very annuities we sell. And we had the four top financial guys right in front of us. We were able to ask whatever question we wanted to. I raised my hand. I always have to participate in a meeting. And they gave me a microphone. Looks a little bit like the one in front of me now. And so I asked a guy who actually designed the Masterdex X annuity, the one we're talking about, what they expected that the actual exposure would be for the company. In other words, what does Allianz feel that if we had 100,000 people in this annuity, what is their actual exposure, the amount that they it will cost to provide those guarantees? Now, keep in mind, some people quit the plan. They don't stay with it very long. They're not going to be receiving their 12% for a very long period of time. They're probably, if they quit too early, going to pay a surrender charge and come out with less money. Some people pass away, and the company pays out a lump sum death benefit to their heirs, or maybe the heir chooses to take it out over a period of time. So that would stop the 12% guaranteed minimum growth when a person passes away. Some people, a lot of people actually, eventually take the value they've accumulated. They're no longer working or no longer self-employed. They turn it into an income. That would convert to a different rate of return. So therefore, you have a whole big pool of people doing different things. And then there are some people like my listeners and my clients who say, hey, we're self-disciplined. This is money we're not likely to use later on. Maybe we're going to leave it to someone, and they stay the course. They're going to get that 12 points each, minimum 12 points every year. Well, the average overall exposure to the company falls somewhere between 6 and 7%. So because of what people do and what they choose to do on their own, they're really not on the hook for the 12 a year for everybody. But you decide that as the policy owner, whether you're going to let it ride and let it keep growing, or if you're going to raid the cookie jar. Now, they also told us exactly what happens if we bring in a $100,000 annuity. Right away, $85,000 goes to Axel, gentleman I spoke about, and he buys some long-term bonds with the same maturity as the annuity. $3,000 goes to Mike Shriver. He's the hedge guy, and he buys a hedge to cover the guaranteed rate of return that we promise the client. The more guarantees in the product, the more they have to hedge, but they do not use the type of hedges that other companies have to use if they have variable annuities. Again, they use PIMCO, which Allianz owns, to do the investing, and that costs less. Allianz is so strong, one of the things they've been telling us lately, they have a 157% solvency rate. And you know what that means? If you have $1,000 in bills coming in next week, but you have $1,570 on hand, you have 157% solvency rate, and that's pretty strong. Now, need to wrap up. Many people are telling us right now they're waiting until after the holidays to make financial decisions. That's wrong. The big holiday, the one we really have to plan for, is called retirement. It's a permanent weekend. It's a permanent holiday if we plan ahead, if we're ready for it, and if we have an income we cannot outlive. Christmas, New Year's plans are important. It's a blessed holiday. But we have to spend some time now planning for that big holiday of retirement. I just looked back at my appointment book for 2008. I see several people I talk to, but they have not made a decision. They have not moved their money yet. Now they have less to deal with. So if you're waiting, don't wait. Call our office today.